Welcome to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong here with attorney Bill Alexander. Bill, how are you doing today?
Jason, I'm good. I hope you are.
I'm fantastic, Bill. Excited for the program today. You didn't give me too many specifics. You said we're going to be talking about families and children, our kids.
Well, the fact of the matter is that our children are the worst thing that ever happens to us and the best thing that ever happens to us. I mean, it's the kind of thing that nobody can say that having children doesn't change your life completely. But the fact is that for most of us, it's the reason we plan has everything to do with our children and to an even greater degree, our grandchildren. It's funny, but the fact is so many folks move into this area, and when they're retired and they move into this area, it's like, oh, your grandchildren live here, don't they? And it's like, yep. And that's true about 75% of the time. Is the fact that it's not about moving close to your children. It's about moving close to your grandchildren because you want to see them grow up and be around and be a part of their life. And when your children don't live close to you, oftentimes mama's ready to move down to where the grandchildren are. So that is a very, very common reason why. The other thing, of course, is this area is fabulous as it relates to being a healthcare center. We have three great, hospitals in this right here, and they all have their specialties and their, the fact is that the Triangle area is one of the best healthcare areas in the United States and in the world. So, yeah, absolutely. It's a good place to be. But, I wanted to talk this morning about our children and oftentimes our grandchildren as well, because I would say that more often than not, when I'm recommending a trust to my clients, and I love trusts. I think for many, many folks, a trust is the best way to plan. Now, not for everybody. It's the kind of thing where a will-based plan works for a lot of folks as well. But it's the kind of thing where you can do so much more with a trust-based plan. And so it's the kind of thing where when you have a really nice estate, and you care about what happens, how your money and how your assets are utilized, not just during your lifetime, but at your death, to the degree you really want, or there's sometimes a need to control who gets the money, how they get it, when they get it, the strings attached to it. Those kinds of things can be extremely important. And of course, sometimes it also makes a difference as to the fact that oftentimes folks have children by previous marriage. And they, number one rule is how do we take care of our spouse and protect the legacies that we've created over our lifetime for our children and grandchildren as well. And so all of those issues are extremely important. But, not too long ago, I talked about education tax credits that are available for folks because I thought that was an area that a lot of folks were not aware of. And so I wanted to take time this morning to talk about a few additional things as it relates to our children and how we want to help them. Now, I will say the knee jerk for how do we prepare financially for our children's future. The knee jerk is a 529 plan, which is an education plan. It's basically an investment account that you can set up for each of your children for education purposes. And there are some advantages to a 529 plan, but that's about the only thing you hear about. You have young children. Have you set up a 529 plan for them, or have you done something else?
Not a 529 plan, but we do have some savings.
That is, quite frankly, sometimes it's a better option. The fact is that 529 plans have a limitation, and the limitation is your world of investments, because you are limited to the investments that are available under your state plan, and so that makes a difference. And now there are some new advantages to a 529 plan, because now, if you don't use all of the money for education, oftentimes it now, under new rules, it can be converted to a retirement account, which I think is really helpful as well. So those are now. I need to talk first about one of the things that I think that as parents or grandparents, if we can afford it, that we should at least consider doing. And it's something that I have done for my grandchild. I only have one at this point, hoping for more, but only have one at this point. And so I want to mention what I've done and then talk about some of the other issues that for folks who create accounts for their children or grandchildren, that they can see their way through that.
As we, so often encounter on this program, there's several different avenues to get to a destination. So, making sure that you've got the best setup possible for any sort of plan that you may have for your children or your grandchildren, you can get some advice when it comes to that. If you would like to speak with an elder law attorney, you can go to wgalaw.com. From there, you can find information about the whole team here at WG Alexander and Associates. You can also find information about their free webinars. They do these the second Wednesday of every month. There's no cost associated with them. They're highly educational, and they cover two subjects. The morning session deals with long-term care assistance. This is very helpful for families who are dealing with a long-term care crisis and the costs associated with it. This helps go in depth on Medicaid. It goes in depth on VA benefits, forms of financial assistance available to most middle-class families when it comes to long-term care. The afternoon session is focused on asset protection and trust planning, a lot of what we're talking about today. Both are free to attend. Go to wgalaw.com, click on the seminars button at the top of the page so you can register. You can also call the office if you'd like to register that way. Call 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000. A quick break and back. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. You can go to WGALaw.com if you would like to learn more about Bill and WG Alexander and Associates. Find information about their free webinars, schedule an appointment to speak with an elder law attorney. You can do it all at WGALaw.com. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, we're talking about our children and also our grandkids and saving. We were discussing 529 plans.
Well, I will tell you, I am very fortunate. I have two wonderful children. My oldest son, George Alexander, is a financial advisor with Edward Jones over at North Hills, and he's a wonderful fiduciary and doing a really good job for his clients. And I'm very proud of George. And then, of course, my younger son, Thomas Alexander, is a lawyer right here with WG Alexander and Associates. And I'm, you know, obviously it's a wonderful thing to have your son working with you on a day-to-day basis. And of course, Thomas is brilliant, and he's just doing a fantastic job. And so, you know, I'm lucky. I'm proud of both. And of course, now I have one grandchild, Lily Alexander, and she is about a year and a half old at this point. So, and of course, just like it is where grandparents move to Raleigh to take care of or to be with their grandchildren, I'm fortunate because both of my children live in this area, and so hence my grandchild lives in this area too. And now, here's the thing where I think a little bit differently than some folks, because while I do think it's important that as parents and grandparents, we prepare and do some things to help our children educationally, and certainly we want to see our children in a higher education situation at some point. We want them to go to college. We want them to get the degree or whatever it is they need to fulfill their dreams. That's important, okay? But here's the thing, and this is why I'm a little different than what some folks think. I don't worry too much about whether a child from any family would have the opportunity to go to college if that's what they desire to do. The fact is there are 100 different ways that a kid can find a way to get the resources to go to college. Whether it's a scholarship or a loan or joining the military and having benefits to go to school, I mean, there are just so many different possibilities. There are lots of grants that are available. And so the point is that at least in this country, any kid that works toward going to college can get in and attend and find a way to pay for it. But you know what? So I don't worry about that. But what do I worry about? I worry about these same kids. Will they be able to retire, 60 years from now or 70 years from now? That's the real issue if you think about it. The one real difference between my parents' generation and our generation, and it's even clearer for this next generation, is back with the greatest generation, I'm talking about my parents, it was not uncommon for one spouse to be a homemaker. You know, in other words, one of the two partners could be employed and earn enough money to take care of the homemaker spouse as well as the children. Okay. But that's pretty difficult or almost impossible today. And the majority of of families have to have two incomes to make ends meet. And it's just the reality of it. Now, and that was true for my generation in terms of, you know, I've been practicing law for almost 50 years now, and my wife was a public educator for 30 years before she retired. But the point is that we both worked to be able to do what we need for ourselves and be able to retire comfortably and those kinds of things. But the fact is that pensions, for the most part, are going away. And so the question is, are young people saving enough money to where when they get to be retirement age, will they have enough money to retire? We all know that Social Security was never designed to be a 100% retirement plan for anybody. It was supposed to supplement our ability to retire. But we also know that so many folks are stuck living on Social Security because they have no other resources. And what I fear is that 50 years from now, 60 years from now, that issue is going to be 10 times worse than it is today, that Social Security cannot continue to increase the way it has. Now, don't misunderstand, I'm a believer in Social Security and how important it is and how it should always be there for us, because it is something that's extremely important to so many folks. But what I'm getting at is, okay, Social Security 50 years from now should be enough to help us pay for our regular health care costs. But will it be enough to pay for rent or for our mortgage or our food and transportation and our other costs that are involved? Because most people today, at the end of the month, if they're retired, they don't have anything left, is what I'm getting at. And as Social Security pays for less and less and less, then you've got to have savings to make up for it. And okay, the fact is that most people, the majority of folks, will live 20 to 30 years beyond their retirement date. So in essence, you've got to have enough savings to do it. Now, why am I talking about that? Well, I'm talking about Lily now, Lily Alexander. So what have I done? What I've done is created a trust, and I purchased a life insurance policy on her little life. But the policy isn't designed for death benefit. It's designed as, in essence, a cash value buildup platform. And what's so nice about this is the fact that the trust keeps it out of my estate, keeps it out of my son's estate, keeps it out of Lily's estate for estate tax purposes, okay? Now, with that said, we know that life insurance in North Carolina cannot be taken from us by a creditor, so it's automatically asset protected. We also know that a life insurance policy grows income tax free. So there's no taxes that are paid out of the growth inside of life insurance policy. And we also know that the death benefit pays out to the beneficiaries income tax free. So if it bypasses the estate tax, it's asset protected, it grows income tax free and pays out income tax free. And there's one other huge benefit when you have a policy that grows like a weed, okay? And here's the thing. So I developed this trust, which in essence lets this policy grow for 70 years. My intention is to fund it with $5,000 a year for 10 years. So I will have invested a total of $50,000 over a 10-year period in my grandchild. Now, the fact is, plus I intend to do this for any other grandchild that I might be lucky enough to enjoy, okay? Now, here's the thing. 70 years from now, or 69 years from now, what I have created is a retirement pool of money where Lily should be able to borrow from the policy $10,000 to $15,000 per month, okay? Now, $10,000 to $15,000 50, 60 years from now might only be what we would think of as $3,000 or $4,000 today. But the fact is that a loan is not taxable income. I mean, it's a pool of money that you need, but it's not taxable because it's a loan, okay? And what's interesting is 70 years from now, that policy should have about $3 million in cash value that can be borrowed. And to the degree that you're borrowing $120,000 to $150,000 a year from the policy, it will continue to grow because, in essence, it will grow more than $150,000 every year. So every year that you're borrowing from it, yes, you have to pay that loan back, but at the same time, now, when I say pay it back, it's paid back when you die with the death benefit. But what's interesting about this is that that policy will continue to grow. If she lives to be, say, 80 or 85, the policy should have $4 to $5 million of, you know, of death benefit for her children. Okay. If she lives to be 90, that there's probably closer to $6 or $7 million in that policy. But now don't take my numbers. But the point is that what I've done is with a $50,000 investment, $5,000 for over 10 years, I've created a strategy where it won't matter too much whether Lily decides to be a school teacher or a police officer or a fireman or a nurse or, you know, pick any other profession that's half public service, you know, where you're not paid a whole lot compared to other folks. And she's going to be okay when she hits retirement. And the fact is that that type of trust, to me, is a huge blessing that can be extraordinary in terms of what it does. And of course, the other thing is it is a life insurance policy. So will Lily ever need to buy life insurance for herself or for her family? And the truth is, no. She shouldn't have to buy life insurance for any other purpose because she's already got a big policy. So far more than most of us would ever purchase. Nobody knows what their children is going to do. We don't know where they're going to live. We just are hopeful for each of them. But for me, I think this type of planning is something that's really, really helpful. Now, I know I have to take a break, but when we come back, I want to get away from Lily and talk about some of the other types of vehicles that can be used for our children as they're growing up, and later, actually, as well as some of the tax issues that comes along as well.
We'll dive into that in just a bit. If you would like to schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney, you can go to WGALaw.com, spend some time there, and you can find information about the whole team. You can find information about their free webinars as well. They do these the second Wednesday of every month. The next set of webinars is happening on Wednesday, September 11th. If you would like to learn more about long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits, or learn more about asset protection and trust planning, you can attend either or both of those sessions for free by going to WGALaw.com and clicking on the seminars button. You can also call the office. The phone number is 919-256-7000. We're taking a short break, but we'll be right back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to find more information about WG Alexander & Associates. That's also where you can go to find out about their free webinars happening on Wednesday, September 11th. Learn more about asset protection and trust planning or long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits. It's free to do so. Go to WGALaw.com. Just click on the seminars button at the top of the page. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, we're having a conversation today centered all around planning for our children and our grandkids.
No question about it. And of course, so I do want to go back to a 529 plan, an education plan. And of course, one thing that now most of us, when we're young and we have children, we have so many other expenses. We feel like we're barely able to save a little bit for their future education. Maybe a couple hundred dollars a month if we're lucky. But there are other folks out there who are fortunate. They've had inheritances, and they've had a great job, and they've earned a lot of money, and they have a lot of disposable, I shouldn't say disposable, that's not the right word, but the bottom line is they have options that they can do an awful lot for their children and grandchildren. And particularly those of us who are grandparents, because the wealth of this country is for those of us who are older, quite frankly. So our children are trying to do what they can to make do. But okay, 529 plans. One of the advantages, if you have the kind of money to do this, And so maybe I'm really talking about folks that are extremely well-to-do, all right? But the fact is that you can actually make a gift to a 529 plan with 5 years of the gift tax annual exclusion amount. And the annual exclusion amount is $18,000 per person. Now, at least for me, I didn't have $18,000 to give to my children when I was young, for sure. But there's folks who do. But, I mean, if you actually have more money you know what to do with, you can actually start a 529 plan with $90,000 or at this point, because you can do 5 years times $18,000. That's $90,000. $1,000. If a married couple can actually put twice that, $180,000 into an account, and over a lifetime, that should grow into a pretty nice amount for educational expenses, right? If you do that, then you can't make additional gifts for that five-year period. In other words, the law allows you to take advantage of 5 years so that you can pre-fund, but then you can't make additional gifts for another 5 years. So when you do that, but it is an option that you can do with 529 plans that you can't really do with others. Now, some people think that all of us are limited to $18,000 a year per person, and a married couple, you can double that. Now, is that true? No, it's not true, because we have the annual exclusion gifting. That's $18,000 a year per person now. Last you know, last year was 17,000. Years before is 15,000. Some people still think it's 10,000, but no, it's $18,000 now. And so, with that said, the 529 plan is really the only one where you can bunch gifts up, but there are other kinds of trusts. It's just like with you, you're not transferring it to a child. You're keeping it in savings designated for them. And, you know, there's some safety in doing that because you control it completely. And if they don't do right, you can take it back. So I do like that. Okay. But for those who want to create other kinds of trust, there is a trust that a lot of folks don't know about, and it's called a minor's trust. And it's also for education, but it does, in fact, even though it's a trust, and even though it's for, in essence, what we would call a future interest for education, because in essence, when we fund this kind of trust, we're not thinking in terms of the child being able to use it now, right? And it's, and of course, they're not adults anyway, so they couldn't get their hands on the money anyway. But technically, it's called a 2503C trust, or a minor's trust. And in essence, this kind of trust you can actually fund with $18,000 or $36,000, up to $36,000 for a married couple per year, and you don't have to use crummy powers to do it. And in other words, and I'll talk about crummy powers later, but the fact is that you can do it without this. There are some limitations, and that is if you do a traditional 2503 minor's trust, it has to terminate and pay out to the child at when the child turns 21. Now, it's also a trust that is used for education purposes as opposed to anything and everything. But there's also a trick that can be used, and that is that if you combine a crummy authority into a minor's trust, at 21 years of age, you can give the child 30 to 60 days to claim the money that's in the trust. And if they don't claim it, then you can close the window, if you will, using crummy powers in the future. And then the trust can continue, and it can continue for any purpose, not just for education purposes. So the point is that you can actually, now, why would folks want to do this? Well, again, this probably isn't a trust for you, Jason, and it wouldn't have been one for me, but for those folks who can, who have large estates and they're trying to get money out of their estate for estate tax purposes or otherwise. And so it's a way to, in essence, reduce our estate by making gifts to our children and grandchildren. And it's also a way to reduce the growth of our estate for those who have a much larger estate. So these are the kinds of things where tax planning can make a big difference. And for most of us, we would worry about, I mean, we don't want our children when they, I mean, at least most of us don't want our children at age 21 to have a big chunk of money to go out and blow it on a Corvette or whatever. But it's the kind of thing where there are ways to create these kinds of trust where it can be meaningful to our children and grandchildren to do this kind of trust planning. And so there, like I said, there are ways to make these kinds of trusts work. And you might, you know, okay, so you've heard me talk about a crummy trust or a crummy power. And I'm not talking about a dirtbag trust or power, okay? We talk about crummy powers because it was Mr. Crummy who challenged the IRS, who didn't like what he was doing, but he used a period of time to allow a child to claim property that had been gifted to a trust to turn what would have been a future interest to a present interest. Why? Because the annual exclusion only applies to present interest gifts. And present interest means that a person who you make the gift to can do anything they want to right then with it. They don't have to wait for 20 years or 30 years to be able to enjoy what you've actually created for them. And so because Mr. Crummy was the man who beat the IRS, the name of this power is a crummy power.
Well, I'm glad we clarified that so that there's no mistaking when it comes to Mr. Crummy. But if you are interested in scheduling some time to speak with an elder law attorney, you can go to wgalaw.com. You can find information there as well about the W.G. Alexander & Associates free webinars. Those are happening on Wednesday, September 11th. These are done the second Wednesday of every month, and you can find plenty of information online. But there are two sessions that you can sign up for. The morning session deals with long-term care assistance. This is critical information for families dealing with a long-term care crisis. You can learn about Medicaid, VA benefits, forms of financial assistance available for most middle-class families dealing with the extravagant costs of long-term care. This is a very, very educational, helpful session for you. There's no cost associated with these. It's just a wonderful way to learn some more. And the afternoon session deals with asset protection and trust planning. Go to wgalaw.com, click on the seminars button to register for the upcoming webinars on Wednesday, September 11th. We're taking a quick break, but we'll be right back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Stick around. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to find information about WG Alexander & Associates. Schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney, have some documents drawn up, or maybe you want to have your documents reviewed because you've never had them reviewed by an elder law attorney. Go to WGALaw.com to make that happen. Also find information about their free webinars, WGALaw.com. That's the place to go. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, we're talking all about children or grandchildren and ways to save and contribute towards their prosperity. We've talked about 529 plans and your particular retirement plan through a life insurance policy that's geared towards cash value. And we were just talking about crummy trusts, Mr. Crummy.
Well, for those folks who are thinking, I've heard about crummy powers or crummy trusts, but I'm not sure where. The most common is an irrevocable life insurance trust, because basically when folks purchase a large life insurance policy, it is recommended that it's owned by an irrevocable trust. And when you do that, then these trusts do require the contributions made to the policy to use crummy notices, which basically the trustee tells all the beneficiaries that a gift has been made to the trust, and they have the right for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever, to claim it. And if they don't claim it, then the trustee will use it to pay the insurance premium, in essence. I mean, it's and of Of course, if a beneficiary claims the money, then the trustee will actually give him the money. Of course, then dad will cut him off, but that's a different issue. Okay. But the fact is that that's the most common use. But you can also, just like I was talking about the 2503C trust for minors, you can also do a crummy trust for a minor child as well. But you, in essence, it's an irrevocable trust. It's more flexible than the education trust, 2503C trust, because it can be used for anything that you designate it for, depending on how you set it up. But when you make the gift, you have to use the crummy powers with the notices and the like. And you may say to yourself, well, how does a five-year-old claim their money? And the fact is that's where a parent or one of the parents can actually waive it for the benefit of the five-year-old or the one-year-old or the three-year-old or whatever. But the fact is that a minor child can't really claim it. It has to be a guardian or a parent or someone who has the authority to do that. But now, with crummy trusts, if you want to call it that, now there are other versions of what is sometimes called a crummy trust for minors. One that I enjoy talking about is a Burton Ernie trust, you know, but it works on the same concept of the gifts being used with the annual exclusion amount. And you have to be careful because there's another tax issue in there with what's called the 5x5 powers. So, and so actually combining the 2503 with a crummy trust for a minor is actually can work out pretty nicely, because then when the child turns 21, you've got a pretty nice fund in there. And then you can give, instead of giving the full $18,000, you can give 5% of the corpus that's in the trust. And that makes a beautiful trust that works so nicely.
I can tell you're excited about that, Bill. And, you know, making sure that your plans are working in harmony is so key. And that's why we recommend that you get an expert on your side. If you would like to reach out to the elder law attorneys at WG Alexander & Associates, you can go to wgalaw.com or call 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000. Quick break and back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be back after this. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Be sure to go to WGALaw.com so you can find information about the WG Alexander & Associates free webinars happening on Wednesday, September 11th. We'd love to see you participate in the free webinars. There's no cost associated with these. All you have to do is register in advance if you would like to learn more about long-term care assistance, financial assistance available for most middle-class families dealing with a long-term care crisis, or if you want to learn more about asset protection and trust planning. We talked a lot about trust today. If you want to learn more, go to wgalaw.com, click on that seminars button, and be sure to register. That's going to do it for us today. On behalf of Bill Alexander, I'm Jason Kong, thanking you so much for listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Have a wonderful day.